with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. This week's economic calendar includes an important gauge of inflation. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney says she'll be keeping a close eye on the Consumer Price Index.
I'll definitely be looking to see whether rising inflation is eating away at worker pay gains.
We'll have the details, but first, here are some top stories. Toyota is suspending production at more than a dozen Japanese assembly plants on Monday following a powerful earthquake last week. The company says it will stop all production for two shifts and investigate the supply chain impact. The earthquake had forced Toyota to halt output at a parts factory in northern Japan due to power outages. Trucking companies ordered new big rigs at record numbers this summer. In July, fleets set a record ordering 52,400 Class 8 trucks, which are the largest used to transport goods on long-distance routes. But fleets surpassed that in August, ordering more than 53,000 of the trucks, as fleets try to keep up with strong shipping demand. Logistics hiring also picked up last month, with trucking fleets adding 5,700 new jobs. The majority of Florida's nursing homes are still figuring out their emergency power plans a year after Hurricane Irma. 75% of the state's nearly 700 nursing homes have received a 7-month extension to implement emergency power plans. The state adopted new backup power rules after the deaths of 12 patients after Hurricane Irma. Toymaker Mattel is launching a film division to capitalize on its most popular brands, as rivals Lego and Hasbro have done with films like The Lego Movie and the Transformers franchise. Mattel, which includes the brands Barbie and Hot Wheels, has hired producer Robbie Brenner to head the company's film division, Mattel Films. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week brings the Federal Reserve's Beige Book, consumer data, and the latest retail sales numbers. Joining us now from Washington with more on what to look for in this week's reports is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney. So, Sarah, last week brought a strong jobs report that, as you wrote for the Wall Street Journal, keeps the Federal Reserve pretty much on track to hike short-term interest rates again later this month. This week, we'll also get a deeper look into what's happening in each of the Fed's districts with the release of the Beige Book on Wednesday. What do you expect?
Sure. So the jobs report on Friday actually showed a pretty strong employment picture. The economy added jobs at a robust pace, and we actually saw some wage growth. So that seems to indicate that employers are kind of, while they're competing for workers, are finally saying, hey, we have to raise pay to attract new employees and to also retain the people that we have. And so going into this week with the Federal Reserve report, we'll actually get to hear from some employers. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book is this collection of company anecdotes across Fed districts. And earlier this summer, in the most recent Beige Book, we saw lots of examples of manufacturers expressing concerns over tariffs. In fact, there was this one anecdote where a Maryland can manufacturer had said tariffs mean he could not get the quality of steel he needed domestically. And so we're kind of expecting that Wednesday's Beige Book could offer some more insights into company hiring and pricing plans and in the wake of recently imposed and proposed tariffs.
So, Sarah, moving on to Thursday, we'll see an important gauge of inflation with the Consumer Price Index. Do you anticipate we'll see any surprises there?
I think it will largely be the same story, but that's been a really interesting one, to be honest. So last year, throughout a lot of 2017, inflation was pretty sluggish, but we've seen a pretty sharp pickup. A lot of that is tied to energy prices, but core prices, which exclude energy and food, have also been rising at a fairly rapid pace. And what's interesting there is that rising inflation is actually eating into Americans' pay gains. And so that's something called real wages. And that data point comes out beside the CPI data report. And so that's something to keep our eyes on as well, not just inflation numbers, but how inflation and pay are interacting.
So now Friday brings a couple of reports. Let's start with retail sales numbers. These are for the month of August, so it will be a good snapshot of the summer season.
Right. So Americans actually boosted their spending in July, which was a positive sign for the economy because retail sales are synonymous with consumer spending, and that's a major engine of economic growth and feeds into gross domestic product or GDP numbers. And consumers were buying all sorts of different products at grocery stores and restaurants and on clothing in July. So we'll see whether that continues in August.
And the other reports out on Friday include consumer sentiment, business inventories, as well as import and export prices and industrial production. Let's talk a little bit about that last one, which could give us some sense of the growth in the manufacturing sector. What will you be looking for here?
Sure. So manufacturing employment and production has really been picking up over the past year. And again, it kind of ties back to what's happening in the energy sector because oil and gas is really closely tied to manufacturing. The two industries are pretty highly correlated. And so we've seen a pickup in oil prices in recent months, or really over the past couple of years. And that has been feeding into manufacturing. And so it'll be interesting to see whether we see this sort of pickup in the industrial production report that comes out on Friday.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney joining us from Washington with a preview of this week's economic data. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.